For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats in the House are digging in and are emphatic about one point, says newly appointed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not doing a wall?
Chairwoman Nita Loy of the House Appropriations Committee.
We should isolate the political dispute over border security and reopen the government. There is simply no reason the Senate should not pass the package.
President Trump spoke about his position at the White House briefing room.
Call it what you will, but without a wall, you cannot have border security. It won't work.
With Democrats now in the majority in the House, Pelosi's plan is to pass a spending bill to stop a partial government shutdown. But there's no money the president wants for a border wall. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
About 150 migrants reportedly tried to breach the border fence in Tijuana, Mexico on January 1st. U.S. agents stopped them with tear gas. Now Mexico wants more information about the incident. It's asking the U.S. for a thorough investigation. There were reports of some of the migrants throwing rocks. The AP says there's no proof that that happened, and they say the rocks weren't thrown until after the tear gas was used. A similar event with tear gas at the border happened in November. Traffic on Interstate 75 in northern Florida has been a nightmare. At least six people were killed and eight others were injured, several critically at an accident on the freeway near Gainesville. It involved two tractor trailers and two passenger vehicles. A massive fire was sparked by spilled diesel fuel. I-75 was closed in both directions, causing huge traffic delays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The partial government shutdown has affected the latest government report on first-time jobless claims. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Filings for U.S. unemployment benefits increased to more than 230,000 last week, but economists weren't surprised. They say the increase is from government workers who've been affected by the partial federal government shutdown, causing the furlough of about 350,000 workers. Even with the rise in claims, the average number submitted was still near the lowest average since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Utah senator was in hot water earlier this week after saying he wants to work with everyone in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney is still drawing a lot of attention and heat from Republicans over an op-ed that he penned earlier this week criticizing President Trump. Senator Romney says he believes he can work with both sides of the aisle.
I look forward to working with the Republicans and with Democrats, working with the President, members of the House and the Senate. We'll have some differences, and I expect that each senator and each representative will express their own views as they think best. I'm not worried about what other people think about what I have to say.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.